Skyboat Media presents The Shadow Rihanna by C.R. Deems. Read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. Dun Pass, Dazelle Province. I crouched on the gray, rock-laden ground, chickens squawking and my head throbbing with pain. My father stared down at me, his face twisted in anger. Fist clenched inches from my face, and nostrils flared as he sucked air to yell again. He was a small, thin man with leathery skin from long days in the sun, brown, scraggly hair, and a haggard face. In my short life, he had taught me terror. It infested every fiber of my puny body. I wanted to run, but lacked the strength. Besides, where would I run? No one in the village would help me. My father was an elder. The area around Dun Pass was rocky and the soil poor. The land fought the crops and barely supported the village goats. They would protect the goats, but not me.
Curse you, Rihanna! That food's for the chickens, not to be wasted on a girl child. We can't eat you! Work, and you can have the scraps. Otherwise, leave!
His chest expanded as he sucked in air to yell again. I tried to scramble backward to avoid another blow, but collapsed after a few feet, tired, hungry, and weak. As he turned and stalked away, mumbling, the chickens returned to me. I could feel their hunger. No one cared what I did, so long as I took care of my chores. My father and brother were gone all day, tending the village herd of goats. In the mornings, I swept the floors clean of yesterday's dirt and droppings, fetched water from the village well, fed our few chickens, and collected their eggs. Afterward, I was free, until my mother began preparing the evening meal. I carefully made my way around the village to a rocky area of shrubs and small trees, nourished by a shallow stream that appeared after a rain, and settled down near a clump of shrubs so I couldn't be seen. I had just sat when I sensed a rabbit near and felt its hunger. I picked a few small leaves from above my head and mentally coaxed it to me. It came willingly and nibbled the leaves, grateful for even this small meal. If I had been my brother, I would have killed the rabbit for the dinner table. My father thought him a good son. He thought me worthless. If he knew I hadn't tried to catch the rabbit, he would have beaten me bloody. I was starving, but I couldn't kill an animal that had done nothing to me. A shadow crept over me. Whoever it was had approached as silently as a feather on the wind. The rabbit ran. I shut my eyes and sat trembling, arms around my thin legs and head down, awaiting the first blow.
"What's your name, child?"
a woman's soft voice asked. Terrified, I squeezed my eyes partially open and looked up. A scream stuck in my throat. Her head and face were covered in black, so that only her gray-green eyes were visible. They pinned me to the ground. A tall and thin woman, compared to the village women. She was dressed in black. A dead ancestor had come to punish me for not thinking of my family. I tried to scramble backward, but a bush stopped me. Its thorns dug into my back and neck. Although it felt like 1,000 needles had pierced my skin through the thin rags I wore, I made no sound. She didn't move.
"Can you call the rabbit back to you?"
I could, but wouldn't. No matter what she did to me, I wouldn't hurt it. Feeling no anger from her, I breathed a small sigh of relief. She turned to her horse and got something out of a saddlebag. Reaching down, she handed me a piece of bread.
"I'll not hurt you or the rabbit. The food's for you to share. A reward.